Parshas Miketz, and that's on Chanukah and Pirsumei Nisan. So the Gemara in Daf Chof Daled in Shabbos. Ibayelu ma'ol askir shel Chanukah bebirkas hamazon. The Gemara is a shaila if you mention ala nisim in birkas hamazon, and the two sides of the question is number one, kevim mid the rabbanon no matkile, maybe because all the rabbanon we don't mention it, or dim bishum pirsumei nisa matkile, maybe bishum pirsumei nisa we are yes maskir. So Rashi is already bothered. If it's the rabbanon, we don't say ala nisim on the rabbanon. So why the Gemara doesn't have a shaila in davening? Why do we say ala nisim? So Rashi says, no, bitfila pshitalan, says Rashi, on davening is posha that we mention, share lehal lohido nikbo, because that's the takona. The takona is the chazal, where misak, the mai chanukah, vikovu shmuna semei chanukah elu, the Gemara says, lehoidus ulehalel. And the idea was, the Gemara says, lehal lohido, hal lohido, Rashi shita is halal is hal, is hoido is alanisim bibitfila. So alanisim is a chelik of the tefillah. Tosis argues, and Tosis says no. The reason why the Gemara has no shaila by davening is because since his davening is usually done b'tzibur, so then there is pirsumei nisa. So Rashi says, that's Tosis. B'tefillah pshita lan de maske b'shum de tefillah b'tziburu v'ika pirsumei nisa. Ava b'birkas hamazon shebabayis, b'birkas hamazon which is done at home, Leka pirsumei nisa kolehai. There is no pirsumei nisa kolehai. So says the Turchin, what's the machloikis between Rashi and Tosis? The idea of alanisim. Is alanisim like a yalevei ovoi, which is some kind of me'ena me'oira? We know that every time there is a yontav, there is a special event, you mention about the event on Shmon Esrei. So according to Tosis, this is like yalevei ovoi. The yalevei ovoi of Chanukah is alanisim. So, but usually the Rabbanan, you might assume that you don't mention it. Dafka, because it's bitzad pirsumei nisa, that's why there is a hazkara in Shmon Esrei. Now, the Gemara Shaila was, by Birkas Hamazon, since it's not done betzibur, is there enough pirsumei nisa or not? And the Gemara says, there's no chiyuv, but if you come to be masked, it's not a hefsek, and you're allowed to be masked. Says, but Rashi holds no. The Alanisim has nothing to do with Yalevei Ovoi. It's not a din on Shmon Esrei. It's a din that Chazal or Mesaken be Halal veHoido. Halal is Halal, and Hoido is Alanisim. So Alanisim is a chelek like Madlikim Neiros al Pit Chabatim. That's a din in Chanukah, not in Shmon Esrei. Says the Rosh Yosef, says the Primer Godim, there was enough kimina between Rashi and Tosis. According to Tosis, comes out the Ikar Takona to say Alanisim is Davka Betzibur because of Pirsumei Nisa. So if you don't have a betzibur, perhaps there is no chiyuv to say. Now, the Rav Turchin says from the Rambam is mashma that he holds like Tosis, because the Rambam quotes the Braisa behalel vohido, and he doesn't mention alanisim. Alanisim is mentioned in Nilchus Shmon Esrei, in Nilchus Broches. When you go in Nilchus Broches, the same way he mentions Yalevei Ovoi, he mentions alanisim also. You see that alanisim is not a din on the Yontev, it's a din on Shmon Esrei, like every Me'ein HaMe'oira. That's what he holds. Now, says Rav Turchin, that's also why the Rambam, when he quotes the Halachas, so he quotes that you mention, you say Yalevei Ovoi, you say Retzeh, and you say Alanisim. Then the Rambam says, if it's a Shabbos of Chanukah, which is Rosh Chodesh, you say Alanisim, Retzeh, and you say Yalevei Ovoi. So the question is, I know that you say Alanisim, you know that you say Retzeh. You say, why does it have to say Shabbos Chanukah, you say the three? So the Turchi says, because if you go, so the Achronim explain, the reason is because very simple. Because the Rambam says, if you have Retzeh v'Yalevei Ovoi, so the Rambam right before says, in the Shabbos, which is Rosh Chodesh, you say Retzeh before Yalevei Ovoi, because Retzeh is Todir, v'Todir, v'Sheino Todir, Todir, Koidem. Okay? That's what Rambam, and the Loshan is, let me show you Loshan the Rambam. The Loshan Rambam in Perek Beis, Aloch Avov is Bechanukah Bepurim Moisiv Bemtza Birkas Haaretz Alanisim, right? And then continues and he says, "V'Shabbes v'Yontov Rosh Chodesh Chalios b'Shabbes Masker Itzev Chalitzeinu v'Acharkach Yale v'Yovoi." And the Kesef Mishnah says, "Is poshut too, but why you say Ritzeh? You say Ritzeh because Todir v'Sheino Todir Todir Kodem." But the end of the Rambam says, "If it's Rosh Chodesh, Shabbes, and Alanisim, you say the three." And that's what the Kesef Mishnah says is poshut, right? What's the chidush? Elamai al korchach, the chidush is very simple, because the chidush is to tell you, I would have thought that you don't say Ritz, you don't say Alanisim before, because Alanisim is less todir. So if you say Alanisim in Birkas Haaretz, and you say Ritze, and you say Yale v'Yovoi, in what you call it, in Boin Yerushalayim, comes out that you are saying Yale v'Yovoi, what you call it, Alanisim before, and Alanisim is not todir. And that to the Rambam comes to Bavor, that even though it's not Todir, but since it's in two different brachas, one is on Birkas Haaretz, the other was in Boin Yerushalayim, you are allowed to say Alanisim before. Okay? So that's why the Rambam has to say that on the Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah, you say the three. You say the three in the order, that's Alanisim, Retzeh, and Yale v'Yovoi. And the Rambam is just trying to say that even though you're violating the Aloch of Todir, Shino Todir, Todir Kodim, to say Alanisim beforehand, but says the Rambam, no, since this is in a different bracha, therefore you're allowed to say it earlier. So Turchin says, for the Rambam to be saying this chidush, he must say that all of them are in the same category. Because if Alanisim is a din in Chanukah, nothing to do with Min HaMeira, so then it's not Shayach the Lachot Todi, but they're two separate chiyuvim. For the Rambam to come to say and to try to explain to you why Alanisim is before and it should have been afterwards, mashmah they're in the same category. Again, Lishitosei, that Alanisim is not a din on the Yontev, is not a din on Chanukah, is a din of Shmon Esrei, and that you have to mention, and Birkas Hamazon, that you have to mention the Min HaMeira. Now, the Shiiltes says the following. Says the Shiiltes in Parshas Vayishlach, and he says the following. And he says, "Umechayvina latkur bitzlois alanisim." You have to mention alanisim in davening. "Venu chayev laskim because there's no chiyuv in Birkas Hamazon." Why not? Because tefila is since tefila is a choiva letzalui mechayev. You're mechuyev. Aval b'siuda, but siuda the reshus that you don't have to eat. So therefore, there's no chiyuv to say alanisim. Okay, lo chiyuv rabbanan. So the Emek Shaila, the Tziv asks, one second, the Gemara says this idea, that if you're not Chayev, it says by Yale v'Yovoi. The Gemara makes a distinction in Broches. What is the distinction between Shtvila? The Tvila, you have to go back, and Yale v'Yovoi, you don't have to go back. So the Gemara says, it's very simple, because by Yale v'Yovoi, by Birkas Hamazon, you don't have a Chiv to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, you don't have to go back. So this Svora, that there's no Chiv Seuda, is said by Rosh Chodesh. But the Gemara by Rosh Chodesh says that that's why you don't have to go back if you forgot. But still there's a Chiv to say. So here he goes ahead, the Shiiltes jumps. He has truly a leap jump, because he says like this. Since there is no, you don't have to go back, so by Alanisim, you don't even have to be masked. In fact, the Netziv, you don't have that. By Rosh Chodesh, there is a Chiv, or you don't have to go back. So how does he learn? Because it's not a chiv to eat. The Alanisim, that he does no chiv at all to mention Alanisim, he should be the aloha is that you have to say Alanisim. If you forgot, you don't have to go back. So it explains very gishmak. And so therefore, at the Shiiltes says, what happens on a Shabbos that you have to eat, right? That you have chiv, seuda, you have to be masked Alanisim. Okay? So the question is, first of all, it's too shallow. And the Gemara says here a total different shallow by us. Pir suminisa, not pir suminisa. So Zog the shield is, says, Turchin, the shield is going according to Shitas Rashi. That the Chiyo Valanisim in Shmon Esrei is a din on Chanukah. Shitiknu behal vohido. His kasha is, why were Chazal Mesaken behoido as a din of Chanukah to say Alanisim in Shmon Esrei? Why weren't they Mesaken to say Birkas Hamazon also? Like everything else, Yale v'Yovoi is always, they are in tandem. If you're masculine one, I'm masculine the other. Why did Chazal make the takona behal v'hoido on tefila ala nisim, but not on Birkas Hamazon? That's what he comes to explain. He says there's no takona because Chazal only made a takona on something that's a chiyuv to say. Seeing the bench, you don't have a chiyuv to say. They could make it a chiyuv on Chanukah because you might not eat. So therefore, he's only trying to explain why isn't there a chiyuv mitzad Chanukah to be mazker al anisim. Now, mitzad birkas, so that's what he says. In those days, which there is a chiyuv seuda, the Chazal knew, let's say, on Shabbos, then the same takon of Shmoneser to say al anisim applies also to birkas amazin. And that's why it says the shield is you have to be masked. But our Gemara of Chav Daled is talking now that there is no chiyuv. Mitzad de yoim, because there was no chiyuv seuda, is there a chiyuv of meina meira? So says the Turchin, comes out a very big chiddush, that according to Rashi, the Gemara Shaila is gufa, is there a chiyuv mitzad meina hameoira to be masked or not? Mitzad chiyuv Chanukah, the reason, like the Shilta says, because they were only mesak in the chiyuv Chanukah on something there's a chiyuv to do like tefillah. But because Abosim, there's no chiyuv, so there's no tikkun mitzad Chanukah. But maybe a tikkun mitzad amein ameira, like Rosh Chodesh, like Yalevi Ovoi. You should say anisim like Yalevi Ovoi. That's the Gemara's Ashayla, because since it's the Rabbanon, we only do it mitzad pirsumanes. And that's the whole Shal of the Gemara, mitzad pirsumanes, do you do it or not? But that's a din of mein ameira. Okay? And that's what Rotushin says. But it comes out a couple of things we have to understand. According to Tosis, the whole idea of the Hazkora in the Tefillah, the Me'ein HaMe'oira, is only Mitzad Pirsumanes. There is no Lechoira Me'ein HaMe'oira without Pirsumanes. So why is Pirsumanes a chelek of Me'ein HaMe'oira Rosh Chodesh? Now, the Gemara says, so it comes out according to the Rambam, according to Tosis, because it's a Des de Rabbanon, there is no Me'ein HaMe'oira only mitzad Pirsumanes. What does Pirsumanes have to do with it? And even according to Rashi, Birkas Hamozin, which there is not Takonas Chanukah, is again also only mitzad Pirsumanes. Why is that Me'ein HaMe'oira not it? Because it's the Rabbanon, since it's the Rabbanon, there's only a Me'ein HaMe'oira mitzad Pirsumanes. Why is that the case? Why is that a Me'ein HaMe'oira like Rosh Chodesh? Why here is totally on Pirsumanes? That's question number one. Now, the second issue, Shteytin Briskerov, the following idea that was said is brought down in the Osher Shlomo Bar Shlomo Geberman, and the Agoda Shel Pesach, Bibeis Levi, also quotes the same idea. And the idea is the following. So the Briskerov in the Bibeis Levi, the Briskerov in Agoda Shel Pesach, Bibeis Levi in bring the following idea. Two things. Number one, why by main sholosh, by alamichia, don't we mention anisim? And also, why is retse that we say urseval kaseid biyom haShabbos hazeh v'zochrin letoiva mentioned after Boin Yerushalayim, why in Shmon, when because Amozon is in the middle of Boin Yerushalayim. So why is that afterwards? So they mentioned a word by Reb Chaim that they told the Briskerov, and the Briskerov says, even though he never heard of from Reb Chaim such an idea, but makes sense that Reb Chaim would say such a thing, is that main sholosh ala michia and the main sholosh and ala gefen, it's not just a summary of Birkas Hamazon, it's a summary of the brochas of Birkas Hamazon. We take the brochas and we concentrate into one. So Chazal only incorporated things which are brochas. That's why you don't have tefillah, you don't have bris, you don't have Torah. Why? Because they're not part of the brochas. So therefore, the following. There is a difference between Yale ve'yovoy and between Al HaNisim. Says the idea, that says the Reb Chaim, Yale ve'yovoy are really brochas. Harai, that if you forget, you add an extra brocha. Only Chazal made a takona, that the brocha is combined with Boin Yerushalayim. Since it's a separate brocha, you mention it. But since you do it as a separate brocha, you mention after Boin Yerushalayim, because Bishlam by Birkas Hamazon, you could incorporate into Birkas Hamazon. But by here, since it's a brocha bifnei atzma that you are summarizing, has to be after Boin Yerushalayim. Mashenken Al HaNisim is never a brocha bifnei atzma. Harai, if you forget, you don't say a brocha. Since it's not a brocha, it's only a hazkora on Mal, on Bein Sholesh, which is Alamich and Alagefen, you don't mention it. That's what it says. The question is twofold. Number one, why didn't Chazal institute the Brocha? why Al HaNisim is not a brocha? Why did they make it in such a way that's not a brocha? The question number two is, if it is a brocha b'fidei atzmi, yalev yovin retzeh, why do you combine it with b'nei Yerushalayim? Why don't you say it's a brocha? So he's saying it's a brocha b'fidei atzma. Only Chazal said, we combine with b'nei Yerushalayim. If you forget, you say b'fidei atzma. By Alamichia and main shalosh, if you can combine, you say it's a brocha b'fidei atzma, it's the fourth brocha. Why did Chazal do such a thing? Why don't you go, why didn't Chazal institute a brocha b'fidei atzma in every case? And the number three is the Rambam. State in Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Chanukah, the mitzvah neres Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva ad me'oid, and says the Rambam, mitzvah chaviva ad me'oid, and afila in lo ma'yoichel min atzdoka shoyel me'oichel ksus. The person has to go to be shoyel min atzdoka or sell his clothing to buy shemen and to be madlik. So says the Magid Mishnah, kal v'choymer mi'arba koises. Arba koises in Mishnah lo yoichel sheyesef, meaning afila onish b'Yisrael. He cannot eat until he drinks arba koises. So in there, the idea is that any oni, lo yivchus arba koises, to give him money, even he has to collect stock, you give him arba koises. And the only reason arba koises, there is a chiyuv even to get from that stocker, is because it's persum inisa, kal v'choymer Chanukah. So Lechem Mishnah asks, who is a kal v'choymer? The only reason arba koises, an oni, I feel oni shebi Yisrael, has to get tzedakah for arba koises because it's persum inisa. Chanukah is also persum inisa. So what's the chiluk? There's no kal v'choymer. But not only that, why is there persum inisa vavka by arba koises? Why not by matzah and mora? Mora, I understand, but matzah should be. And the aloha by matzah, because the aloha is very simple. The aloha is that you don't have to be to go ahead and to ask for tzedakah for any mitzvah or to sell all your clothing, to sell your money. You don't. You have only to spend up to Chomesh. Chazal, there is a special chiyuv, dafka by, what you call it, by the Pirsum Inisa, that you have to go ahead and be Moichel Ksusa to do it. And that's only by Pirsum Inisa. So the question is threefold. Why Pirsum Inisa dafka by the Rabbanan? Why is it a Kal V'Chomer? But more important, why Pirsum Inisa is Moichel Ksusa? Now, the Avdei Nezeron here says there is a chiluk between the Kal V'Chomer. Is because the Pirsum Inisa by what you call it, by Arba Koises, the Pirsum Inisa only to the Mishpocha. The Pirsum Inisa of here is a bigger Pirsum Inisa. But then the question is why? Why Pirsum Inisa the Arba Koises, the Mesaken, only for Bnei Abayis? And here the Pirsum Inisa is for everybody. So to answer all of these questions, you have to understand what's the idea of Pirsum Inisa. Why is Pirsum Inisa so choshev? So Rabbi Yoshe Breyer quotes Rabbi Daniel Abavli in the Smag. The Smag holds that Chanukah and Megillah is deraisa. The Rambam already asks, if every mitzvah that Rabban is counted as a deraisa, you should count Irovin, Tirasiadayim, so many other mitzvahs. Why did I count by these two? So the Rabbi Daniel Abavli says the following, because the Sifro says on the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, v'lo sechalu es Hashem kochi, and the post says v'nikdashti. So says the Sifro, I would have said that there is only v'nikdashti in the mokom of Chilul Hashem. So the poser comes and says v'nikdashti b'zoich b'nei Yisrael to tell there's an independent mitzvah. So the word is the following. The hava mina was that there is kiddush Hashem to avoid Chilul Hashem. The kiddush of the poser that says v'lo sechalalu and afterwards it stresses again v'nikdashti that there is a separate mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. Says Rabbi Daniel Abavli, Pirsum Hanes is that. Is the Kium HaMitzvah V'nikdash LeBesuch B'nei. So that's why the Rambam, that's why the Bahag holds the Raisa. Because that comes to be Mecha, that is a Kiddush Hashem Sheloi B'mokom Chilul Hashem. It's a Kiddush Hashem on your own. If you don't like it, it's not a Chilul Hashem. So the Kiddush is that that's counted as a Mitzvah because it's an opportunity to Mekadesh Kiddush Hashem independently. Okay? Now, the question is the following. What does that mean? So the Ramban says, by the Ramban in Parshas Vayigash, which is this week's Parsha, he goes to answer the Benezer. The Benezer asks on Chazal, they say that Yocheved does know the Bina Choymes. So he says one second, if Yocheved does know the Bina Choymes, Moshe Rabbeinu, he did in Israel for 210 years. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, she was 130 years old because she was 80 when they left Mizraim. So it comes out that the miracle, you make a big story about the miracle of Sora, that she was 99 years old when she gave birth. Look at here, there's somebody much older giving birth. So what did Chazal say? That makes no sense. Said Rabban, no. Miracles happen all the time. The chiddush of the miracle of Sora is that the Novi announced it beforehand. Since the Novi announced it beforehand, that has a dinness. And that's totally different. And therefore, meaning a ness to happen on its own, it can happen a million times. That's no chidush. The reason that the Torah makes so much to it, because since a ness was proclaimed, announced before, it was labeled as a ness, that has a chashivus, and that's something very rare. And the reason is very simple. What the Ramban is saying is the following: a ness, a miracle, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meshane the teva, it's clear. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meshane the teva as a gilui of elokus, what it says in the same idea that is mentioned in the Ramchal, that the Tachlis Abriya is the Gilui HaYichud, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only the Yochid who showed it on the Teva, but He controls everything. Not that He's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but He showed it on the Teva, and the Teva can't go against Him. That Chidush is Gilui Elokus, and that Gilui Elokus, what it is, what the Nes comes to come about, says in Pischei Chochma, Aidia Hazois is levad miyichud ha-metziyus. Besides that there is a yichud ha-metziyus, there is a yichud ha-shlita. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing can go against Him. So the yichud ha-shlita, the Nes, is a gilui of yichud ha-shlita. So if there is a Nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu violates a teva, that's not a chidush. When the Nes is given as a gilui of a lukuz, that He sholet beteva, and that there is nothing, everything is a yichud ha-sholem of shlita, that's a gilui of lukuz. And that is the chashivus ha-Nes. There are two kinds of ways of being megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a Nes. You could be megale that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you that this Nes is coming to be megale myself, the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there is a time that there is a miracle and we are megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Nes. And that is the parallel of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is a Gilui mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Shebal Peh is a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we uncover, that we create, that we proclaim. That is the difference. So Mimele is givaldik meod. Every Nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a Chashivus of a Nes, it is a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal through a Novi, that's because that's a Gilui mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Gilui of Torah Shebichsav. The Gilui of Chanukah, of Pirsum HaNes, is V'nikdashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael, that we are Megale Shem Shamayim Mitzideinu, like Kol Torah Shebal Peh. So we are Megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Nes, through our own volition, through our own Avoida. That's the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzideinu, which is the Gilui of Torah Shebal Peh. And therefore, it's always the Gilui of the Shem. Miracles exist. But to be go ahead and to give Shem Shamayim, that's a Gilui of Shem. The Gilui of Shem is a Gilui of Anhogas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gilui of Shem, we do it. The Megillah says, V'oysa L'Shem, the Gemara Megillah says the following. Rabbi Shmuel Banachmini Posach LaPischa Mehacha, the Gemara in Daf Yud. V'oisa v'hoya l'shem, l'shem, what is it? It's a Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is to give to Hashem a name. So the Rabbi Avrom ben Agur explains, one second, does it make sense? The Megillah doesn't have Shem Shamayim. It says, that's Gufa. Mikra Megillah is what gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Shem. That to say that this miracle is not I am the one. You are going ahead and saying that that's a Gilui Shem Shamayim. You're putting Shem Shamayim into it. That is the mitzvah Pirsum HaNes, that you are megale to tell you that this is a Gilui Shamayim. The same way to have a Nes, a Shinui HaTeva, the Novi has to be megale to make it into a relevant Nes. Here, there's no Novi that's megale. We do it. V'oysa L'Shem, we give the Shem. We give Shem Shamayim to this miracle. So says Rabbi Avraham ben Abraham, Rabbi Avraham ben Agro, Lo yeh kofui toiva, V'lo oymar chas v'shom, Ki koichi v'otzim yosi l'asi l'asol azu, But, V'ani afarsim, V'egal lehem advorim, K'mo she'ovru b'oifin shi'uru, She'i efshad litlo izeh, L'bishimcha ha'godol ha'miyuchad. You go ahead and you proclaim that this is a Gilui Shem Shamayim. That's why here also is the Shem. V'kovu shmoyna sim yechanu ka'elu, Godol. Chanukah is the Nes that was kol kuloi b'torah shebaal peh. There was nobody to announce. A miracle happened. Somebody had to call and make it the miracle. We proclaim that that's a gilu shamayim. Us proclaiming that's called pirsum ha-nes. And that's why that's called kiddush Hashem. We mekadesh shem shamayim. Kiddush Hashem is proclaiming Hashem's gilui, putting the label of Hashem. Always the Shem is a gilui. What is Hashem? My name is how you relate to me. So Shem is to turn this into a gilui kvod shamayim. To gilui kvod shamayim, we make the nes into a gilui kvod shamayim. Says that, but then above, that's the kium of the mitzvah pirsum ha-nes. Pirsum ha-nes is for us to use a nes to megal kvod shamayim. So Mimela says like this, only by mitzvah de rabbon is shech pirsum ha-nes. Mitzvah de mitzvah de rais, which is Torah shebichsav, HaKadosh Baruch is megala, not us. Torah shebaal peh is where Torah shebaal peh, that we are megale. So only the mitzvah de Rabbanan we come to be megala dines. On the mitzvah in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch is megala dines. Like Torah shebichsav, he's the gilui. So therefore, there's only pirsum ha-nes, we said, by Torah shebaal peh. That's why pirsum ha-nes is greater. Says Rabbi Yoshua Ben, you know pirsum ha-nes is bigger? The same way the chilul Hashem, a person has to die, because all of our avoid is to be megala kvod shamayim, kiddush Hashem, a person has to give everything he has, because that's our avoida. So that is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is that you're megale kvoit shamayim. And therefore, that's greater than the other mitzvah. Says the Rav HaMagid, that's why there's a kal v'choymer, because by arba koises, it's like a Torah shebaal peh on a Torah shebichsav. The same way the Torah shebaal peh, which is edited to Torah shebichsav. The nes of Pesach is a gilui mitzad the Torah, which is matzah. We come to add another dimension to the nes, which is the arba koises. So that Torah shebaal peh, which is additive to an existing gilui, it's choshuv. But when the gilui is us ex nihilo from nothing, like Hanukkah, that's much greater. So that's a kal v'choymer madoch a kiddush shem shamayim mitzidenu that comes to add upon a gilui mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be moich ksusoi kol shken a gilui that without us there is no gilui like Hanukkah, which is Torah Shebaal Peh on its own, kal v'choymer that you have to do it. That's why the Rav HaMagid learns that kal v'choymer you have to be moich ksusoi chener Hanukkah from Arba Koises. If the Torah Shebaal Peh of Arba Koises, which is the pirsum ha-nes, which is gilui kvod shamayim, which is coming to add to something where it existing, you have to be moich ksusoi kal v'choymer bayas. Mimela, that's the word to describe why there's no brocha. Why there is no brocha? Because the idea of Yale Ve'ovoi, the Gemara says in Afchav Dalet, is only days that you say Musaf. What's main Musaf we spoke? There is a Kedusha on the day. There is a Kedusha on the day that comes. Yale Ve'ovoi is that we want to piggyback that Kedusha that exists on the Yontif to turn that into much bigger, into Zichru Yerushalayim Mirecho and Zichru Mashiach Ben David Avdecho. We want to turn this into much Gilui. Take this Gilui, Kvod Shamayim, Eska Kodesh Bohu, to continue to expand upon this Gilui. Yale Ve'ovoi is a Brocha because all of Brocha says in the Nefesh HaChaim, Brocha is the concept of Ribui. That's why Beis Reish Chof is 222, because it's the concept of the number two, of the duality, of coming from one into two. You are like Brichas Ha'ilan, you're expanding, you're Mamshich. So we, the Yale Ve'ovoi, is the Kedushas Musaf that there is, we want to bring it not only in the Gabi Rosh Chodesh, only the Gabi Yom Tovim, we take that Kedusha for the regular mundane things. That's why we bring that Kedusha and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to expand. And we say Davka Beretze, which is Avodas HaKorbanos, when that Kedusha will be Nisoisev and Mashiach will come. We say this Kedusha, which is only in this day, we want to be Mamshech the regular days. That's why we take the Kedusha of Musaf and we mevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu to continue to be Mamshech into the regular tefillahs, which is Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis. But that's why it's a Brocha. Brocha is the Pshat is taking an existing Gilui and we are Mamshech. On Hanukkah, we're not taking an existing Gilui, we're creating the Gilui. The Gilui is created by us. It's a Yontov, that's what the Gemara says, it's a Yontov de Rabbonan. It's a Yontov that we create. We're not Mamshech, not because Boch is Megale. We're taking his Gilui and me Mamshech. There's no his Gilui. So says the Brisker of, that's why there is no Brocha by Alanisim. And therefore, we don't mention being Sholish. But now you could understand why you combine it. The idea of combining is that we are the Amshocha, the Kedusha that we are Mamshech, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mamshech, to send us a Brocha. It's we taking an existing Kedusha and expanding it. And therefore we're combining, we're taking the Brocha Shlishis and expanding it. And the Brocha Shlishis is Dafka, the Brocha of Boin Yerushalayim. You see, in the Binyan Yerushalayim, we want to take in the Binyan Yerushalayim as a Hamshoch of the Kedusha of the Yontef. So the Kedusha, the Me'in HaMe'oira, is our Bakosha, that thing should continue, and it should be part and parcel of the Gil of Yerushalayim. So that's number two. And now you could understand why the main Hameoir of this day is only Pirsum HaNes. There's no Kedusha Gilui Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu without Pirsum HaNes. So there's no Me'in HaMe'oir without the Pirsum HaNes. But every time else, there is a Gilui Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Me'in HaMe'oir, we want to be Mamshi, we want to expand it. Here we have to create it. But the idea of creating it is the idea of Pirsum HaNes. That's why the Me'in HaMe'oir of Dafka, of the Yemim Tovim, of Chanukah and Purim, which is only the Rabbanan, meaning that we have to create. How do we create the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mitzad HaNisim. So not like all the Yomim Tov, there's a Me'en HaMe'or, there's a Kedusha Sayoyim, and we want to be Mamshich, we want to expand, we want to bring it to the regular days. Here the idea is that we are not expanding something existing, which is the idea of Rosh Chodesh and etc. Here is something that we are creating. How do we create? With Pirsum HaNes, that we are Megale Kvod Shamayim. Therefore, the Me'en HaMe'or says Toises only comes through Pirsum HaNes. And even Rashi agrees that Birkas HaMozen, which is not the Takonos of Chanukah, Me'en HaMe'or has to be Pirsum HaNes. So everybody agrees that the Me'en HaMe'or of this day, the Kedusha Sayoyim, is created by us. Kedusha Sayoyim is not that we go ahead and we take an existing Kedusha Sayoyim in Mimamshich, we create Kedusha Sayoyim. That's why there is the Me'iri who says something very interesting, that to say Sheikh Yon and Kedusha Sayoyim, we don't say Kedusha Sayoyim Shechianu on its own. Yom Tov you say, but not Chanukah. Chanukah can only say Shechianu if you see the Neiros. Because if you see a Mokom Pirsum HaNes, that is the Gilui. And that Gilui, you could say, so the Gilui is not Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're Mamshech, so it's only the Gilui, the Kedusha Sayoyim, only comes through Pirsum HaNes, because this is Torah Shebaal Peh, that the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Yom Tovim is not that he's Megale himself, and we want to continue and expand that, but just the opposite. It's a guild that we create, and therefore the main HaMe'orah has to come through Pirsum HaNes.